With the rains over the weekend, especially Sunday night, early Monday morning, we definitely have had a pause in harvest here in the state of Oklahoma. And a couple of reports have come out to kind of assess where we are right now. One, of course, the crop weather update showing 34% of the Oklahoma crop now been harvested. That compares to 39%, the five-year average. And we are well ahead, though, of about the 19% or so that we harvested at this point 1 year ago. Of course, last year was very much of a disastrous harvest season for us. Texas crop also 34% harvested as of this past Sunday. Kansas really has not started as of yet. We do have, as of this Tuesday morning, some crop production numbers that are out, and we'll center ourselves just on these hard red winter wheat states real briefly for you. First of all, for Oklahoma, they are indicating that we'll harvest maybe 4.5 million acres of wheat this year. That's USDA's projection. We had just 28 bushels an acre a year ago. We were projecting back in May 33 bushels. Now they're saying 35 bushels an acre is what we'll end up harvesting. And looking at 157.5 million bushels of wheat, that would be an average, maybe slightly above average crop for the state of Oklahoma if realized. This, of course, does not take into account. This is all as of June 1st opinions and does not take into account the recent rains that maybe have caught us losing some acres due to floods, maybe some acres due to hail and whatnot as well. Kansas crop the Texas crop expected to be a 30 bushel an acre crop this year, about 3.4 million acres expected to be harvested. And last year was a crop for the ages for Texas, most certainly, 140 million bushels a year ago. 102 million bushels is what they're projecting this month. That is slightly higher than what was projected 1 month ago. In the case of Kansas, they left things pretty well alone this month. Still, of course, had not started harvest really in Kansas at 9.4 million acres. 38 bushels an acre is what they're expecting as far as a harvest yield this year. 357.2 million bushels expected to be harvested in Kansas this year, well up from their 283 million bushels of a year ago. Nebraska, indications are maybe a slightly smaller crop than a year ago. They've actually lowered the number of bushels an acre for Nebraska. We're projecting 44 bushels an acre a month ago, 43 bushels an acre this month, and they say 79.5 million bushels is what Nebraska will produce this year. Colorado, they're actually lowering their bushels per acre by a couple of bushels from May, 32 bushels a month ago, 30 bushels this month, and they're now projecting Colorado, a very small crop, 94 million bushels a year ago, 63 million bushels, what they're projecting this year for Colorado. And that kind of catches us up as far as some of the wheat harvest predictions and projections by USDA. Really the only one that they've got any sort of a track record on at this point, the Texas crop and the Oklahoma crop, and in both cases they think are a little better than they thought back the 1st of May. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.